Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Coming at you from Kalahari at the Shasathon, the Yataim Shasathon. So we take a few minutes to learn a little Mishnah Berurah. Today we're continuing in Siman Shin Beis, and today we are learning Si'if Yud. This is on page Peites in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Harochet Yadav, if a person washes his hands, Tov l'nagvam b'koach zu b'zu, l'hasim yamayim k'fi yucholto, kodim she'ikonchem b'mapa, that a person should shake them off and rub his hands together really well to get them pretty dry before he ever even uses a towel, in order that when he uses the towel, he's not going to be soaking the towel and violate kibus on some level by soaking the towel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Memtes, Tov, it's Tov, Avol Midina Shari L'shtei Deos Hanal Ba'agol L'kaneach B'mapa, K'mosh Kasa Ba'agol. But Minadin, it's really mutter. You're allowed to dry off your hands in a mapa because you're not really cleaning the towel. You're really making the towel dirty by drying your hands in the towel. L'nagva B'koach, who could they lots his gam dasa yesh machmir? And the reason we do this is to be yotzei the sheet of the yesh machmir shekasavnu l'malah b'sof sifkat al lamites that we had quoted earlier at the end of sifkat al lamites. That's where we had the whole introduction to these couple of si'ifim. The sviril who that these yesh machmirim held the b'chol gavni amrin and shriyasu zehu kibuso afshu derech lichluch, that we always assume making a beged wet is going to be a violation of kibus, even when it's done derech lichluch, even when it's done in a way that actually soils the beged more than it cleans the beged. Elo de'imu ma'at mayim, but if it's a little bit of water, sovereign de'im b'zem yishum chashash kibus. When you knock it down to just a little bit of water, then it's not a chashash kibus. Ach, mishum de'inon ubeki and ezem mikri ma'at, l'kach osud min ha'kodesh shor she'inagiv yodu b'koach. But since we're not bekiyan in what's called ma'at mayim, and what's called a little more water, so therefore we try to get our hands really, really dry, or as dry as they can be, before we use a towel to dry them. That's at least what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. Says the Ramah, back on the top of the page, V'yesha kasvu dein lachush lazeh, that others say we don't have to be choshish for this. Because we don't really paskin that getting a beged wet in such a way, getting a towel wet in such a way when you're drying your hands, is considered kibus. That's merely soiling the towel. It's dirtying the towel. It is not cleaning the towel. And that's therefore our minag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nun Aleph, Derech Lichluch, Sheyadav Mulchlachos Umetanif Be'emes HaMapa. Your hands are dirty, and you're going to dirty the towel when you dry your hands in the towel. V'davka B'mapa Chiyotze Ben Shein Derech Lachbar Al Mayim HaTpuchim. But in addition to the kibus issue, we always need to be mindful of a schita issue as well, that if the towel gets too wet, then it may be a violation of schita. And therefore, it's only a type of cloth, a towel, that it's not the derech to be makbid if it gets too wet. You're not going to want to come to squeeze it out. But if you're using a towel, that you're not going to want it to be too soaked, and you're not going to want the water to stay in there, and you might actually come to squeeze it out, that's going to be asr mitam sham yavul de schita. Again, not mishum kibus, but mishum schita, that you'll come to squeeze out the water. Kamosh kasu sim shenal of sif mem vav. Kein kasu of a magin arvan. Vayin primogadim shukriya didavka b'mayim rubim. The primogadim, however, says this concern that you're going to come to squeeze out the water is only if it's a lot of water. Aval b'mayim mu'atim, if it's a small amount of water, kamosh ha-matzah li yidei sipuka yadayim, like you would typically have when you dry your hands, lo cheshin in l'schita klal. We're not choshesh for schita. V'chein pasku al yirab of tsev shabbos lahakel b'sibuk ha-yadayim. And that's what a number of the other acharnim say, the tsev shabbos and the al yiraba, that we could be makel with drying your hands as long as it's not a ton of water. Ayin sham tamayim. Aval im nishpach mayim ala shulchan achiyotze bo. But let's say there's a spill, so water spills all over the table. L'kuli amasu l'kanachov beged shemak but alavim umayim merubim. So then you do have to be concerned not to clean it up with a towel, that you're not going to want the towel to stay soaked. If you're makbid that towel should not stay soaked, cleaning up a spill with such a towel is going to be a real problem. Shami yavli de schita, because that kataka lead to schita, and that often does lead to schita. So one needs to be very careful about such things. Says the Rama further, v'lachein mutul l'nagev yada bebeget shitil botinok meiraglayim kedei levatlam shein zerak derech lichluch bialma. You're allowed to dry your wet hands in a beged that a baby had urinated in the beged, like a diaper or a cloth that the baby had urinated on, just to be mevatel the meiraglayim, meaning you want to say a bracha, and you're not allowed to say a bracha in front of raw meiraglayim, so you have to mix it with some water in order to say a bracha. So that's just derech lichluch bi'alma, that's not really cleaning the beged, and that's therefore mutter. Aval asur liten mayim mamish al hameiraglayim kedei levatlam. But even though you're allowed to dry your wet hands in such a cloth, you're not allowed to pour water on such a cloth. That's going to be a problem. Says the Mishmur Sifkat Nun Beis, the Nagev Yadav, Shenotel Yadav Imayim, Nagvim Ba'abeged. You have this beged that the baby had urinated on, so you wash your hands with water, and you dry your hands on the beged. Meiraglayim, Avok Sheishlov Tsoa, this heter only works for Meiraglayim, but if there's actual Tsoa, then it's Asur La'aviru Afilu Al Yedei Nigav Hayadayim. Then you're not allowed to remove it, even just by doing this harama of drying your wet hands in it. Afal Pishu Derech Lichluch, because even though it's derech lichluch and it's really ruining the towel, mikol makom kibusu, nevertheless, it's still considered to be kibus. Da beged hayu meluch lachyosu mikodem vata ma'aviro, because the beged was more dirty beforehand, and now you're making it less dirty. Meaning, if the baby had tsoa all over the towel, and then you dry your wet hands in the towel, so it actually is cleaning off the towel. Mashen kein meiraglayim ein ma'is kol kach, as opposed to meiraglayim is not so gross. And the only reason we were makel by the meiraglayim anyway is because you have no intention to really clean the beged. You're just trying to make it that you should be able to say a bracha, that you should be mevatel the meiraglayim, so that you won't be limited in terms of what you could do to be able to daven in front of that meiraglayim. Sivkat nandal kidei levatlam. What does it mean levatlam? V'tuchal espalel levarech, so you could daven and say a bracha. Ugoncha meiraglayim watim. It must be talking about where there's not too much urine. Like very often, if the baby leaks through the diaper, so the next layer of clothing just has a tiny drop of meiraglayim. So you could be mevatel just by cleaning your hands off in such a beged. So the baby's onesie is a little bit wet. So you take your hands that are wet with water, and you rub the, you dry them on that on the onesie, and now you're allowed to say a bracha in front of it. And you have to look back at what we said all the way back in Simenai and Zayin. So the Dershowi tells you what it said. It says back over there, and what it says back there is it quotes from the Chacham Tzvi that normally you need to put a revius of water in meiraglayim in order to be mevatel the meiraglayim to be allowed to say a davar shebekedusha. But nevertheless, if the meiraglayim itself is less than a revius, then you just need a little bit of water. So that's why this niguv is going to be good enough, because the meiraglayim itself was less than a revius. Mayim mamish, we said, however, if you have a beged that has meiraglayim, even though you're allowed to dry your wet hands on the beged, you're not allowed to pour water on the beged. Vafilu litol yodav aleihem after nasim shovchim, even to like do netilas sidayim right over the beged where the water spills down on the beged, even that's asur. Mikol makom kivin shemem lichluch chazu l'kibus, because since they're not filthy, they're ra'ui for kibbutz. Va'afta ein mechabin lechabes rak levatel meiraglayim, even though your intention is not to accomplish kibbutz, it's just to be mevatel the meiraglayim. Mikol makom psik reishu, but if you're pouring water all over it, then that's a psik reishu to shriyosu zeu kibbutz, that you're soaking it, and soaking it is kibbutz. Unbelievable chumrah. Can't carry a baby in your lap on Shabbos unless you have something being mafsik between the baby and you, because the baby may urinate, and then you're going to come to violate all of these halachos by making the clothing that has now become wet with urine by pouring water on it or doing something like that. So you want to make sure that the baby is diapered very nicely before you carry the baby in your lap. Based on what we're saying over here, that when you have a dirty beged, soaking it in water is shriyasu zeu kibuso. Tzarich lizar shelo lishpach shum mayim l'toch kli sheshruim bo beged l'chabson. One should be very careful not to pour any water into a kli that begadim are soaking in to clean them. Im lo shamei mishra ole mikvar l'mala al begadim, unless the begadim are fully submerged already, then mistaver demutter. Then it's mistaver that you can add a little more water. water. But if it's the begadim are not fully submerged, and by you adding water, you are submerging those begadim, that's a violation of a malacha likely daraisa. And certainly, if you have a dirty beged, you may not throw it into water. If you have a tub of water, I'm not scrubbing it, I'm not adding detergent, I'm just filling the sink with water and throwing the dirty beged in. So if you have a baby that had an explosion, so you want to put the begadim in water, you're not allowed to do that. You got to look at the beralacha. The meraglayim in the beged, but in the meraglayim on the aretz is going to be mutter to be mevatel the meraglayim by pouring water on the aretz because there's no kibus of the ground itself. So let's review what we learned today. So first we said that the Shulchan Aruch thinks it's a nice chumrah to shake off excess water from your hands before drying them in a towel, but the Ramah says that we're not knowing to be machmir that hand drying is kibbutz. And then we said that there are two ways to avoid a chashash schita when drying your hands. Either you use a towel that you're not machmir about the mayim being in the towel, so you're not going to come to be sochet, or you just only have a very tiny amount of water that goes into the towel. And then we said that you can wipe your wet hands in a cloth that a baby urinated on in order to be able to daven or say brachos, but not in a cloth that has any tzoa. And then finally we said that you can't pour water on a beged or submerge a beged in water, and one needs to be especially careful about this when changing a dirty baby, not to put the dirty clothing into any water. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back, regular time, regular place. Simin Shin Beis, Se'ifim Yud Aleph Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.